U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is urging the Department of Homeland Security to adopt his plan that would speed up the process for Syrian refugees to enter the U.S. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler reports.
Blumenthal says right now, screening refugees can take years. He says the U.S. could speed up the refugee applications with one part of his plan.
Permit people to apply directly to this country without going through the U.N. High Commission on Refugees if they have relatives here already.
Blumenthal says other ways to speed up the process would be ending repeat security checks and interviewing refugees over video conferences instead of in person. Manjit Thwaiti is with the Council of American Islamic Relations in Connecticut. He says any plan that can get Syrians out of refugee camps more quickly will help.
We all agree that the system as it is now is too slow, inefficient. People are suffering as we speak in camps that are overflowing with refugees, and the solution needs to happen and needs to happen quickly.
Thwaiti says communities in the state are ready to help settle refugees. He says out of 1,500 Syrian refugees that have come to the U.S. since the start of the Syrian civil war, 10 families have settled in the state. Syrian-American Gufran Alibabidi of Berlin, Connecticut, says she's ready to help refugees find their place in the U.S.
Being out of Syria is not that much safe because, you know, you still have nothing. When you go to a country with nothing, no job, no nothing, you know, it's really hard.
Alibabidi says her own relatives have left Syria for Germany and Sweden because it was easier to get in. The U.S. will admit 10,000 Syrian refugees next year. That's out of 85,000 refugees the country will take in from around the world. 4 million Syrians have been displaced in the past 4 years. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.